This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I can remember planning, building my whole world around you. I can remember hoping.
Well, I'm glad I could provide content for Fox 2 tonight.
For all you charter folks, call
That's right.
and complain today and say, I want to see some Trevor Rosenthal audio.
How about that? So no progress in that front?
Not that I'm aware of. I've not been, you know, we trudge on, Frank. We do what we, in fact, we're doing some of our best work right now. I just hope that we can get this resolved so everybody can see it.
Did you see my story last? No, I didn't.
You know, my mom has Charter.
Really? So, she can't
watch
it anymore.
What have you been doing? Like, well, a lot of Frank.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. What percentage, I think I asked the boys this yesterday, of people do you think will counter this issue you're having by buying an antenna or by going to Dish? What percentage of people do you think would actually react and do that?
So Charter's...
Or, and I'll give you a third option, too, is putting it on their laptop. I'm talking about for the game, not for...
For the game. Okay, specifically for the game.
I'd say about 10%. See, everybody says, oh, yeah,
no,
just get
really
your...
Really low.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to see the game Saturday and it's not resolved, I would probably... I'd go to my buddy's house or go to a sports bar. You'd find somewhere to watch the game as opposed to...
It's two games, right?
Well, yeah, Saturday night and then Sunday afternoon. Saints-Eagles Sunday afternoon. And then the Saturday thing is Buck and Aikman because it's the Cowboys, because it's the Rams and
Saturday
Cowboys.
Night, Rams and Cowboys.
Rams-Cowboys.
Wow.
7:15, I think, is the kickoff. So if the issue's still going on and you're a Charter customer... I would probably go to somebody's house, go to Frank's house, somebody that doesn't have Charter and watch the game.
Oh, here's the spin. Fox 2 hates Kroenke so much, you're not airing his
games.
We don't
want you to see this.
How about
the spin?
There Fox 2
go.
Really having your back.
Hire me.
We are not
going to
support
department.
That man. Yes.
And then cue the Hal Holbrook. No, not really. Which, by the way, I stand by the question, Frank. It was Hal Holbrook was in town. I think he was at Lindenwood, and he has been doing this Mark Twain one-person show for years. And he gave a long answer about, you know, not just democracy and equality. He was spinning a whole tale about how you have to do the right thing. And ultimately, a lot of Mark Twain's stories were being people of good character. And then we segued into Wall Street. And his role in Wall Street, remember, was to sort of advise the young Charlie Sheen to kind of stay on the right track, to do it the right way. And I said, boy, that's really interesting because what you're saying with Mark Twain and those themes and your role, and it did go on for a while. It was a long question. It was Strick Sobotka-esque. And I got to the end of it all. I said, so there's really a great parallel between your role in Wall Street and your Mark Twain portrayals. Dot, dot, dot. No, not really.
It was really classic.
We could probably find it.
Hal Holbrook age, take a guess.
Still alive.
88.
Oh, no, he's not. He was about 88 when I interviewed. I think he's like 94.
93.
Wow.
All right,
still looks okay.
And I think he'd been...
He's
fairly,
still in movies.
Fairly active, yes.
Oh, my God.
He was in Lincoln a couple of years ago with Daniel Day-Lewis. He had a role in that.
He knew Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's why he got hired.
I know Frank's got to get out a little early. We are going to talk to Isaac Bruce in about 10 minutes, the Hall of Fame finalist, everyone believing this is, in fact, the year. But before Frank goes, how about five quick ones? Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution. Just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are Mike Bobo's wife. Okay, I don't know if he's even married, but he's the head football coach at Colorado State.
Oh, yeah.
They just went 3-9. He was due a $100,000 bonus. He told the AD, just keep it. I don't deserve it. That's great. Frank, well, you're Mike Bobo's wife.
I'm pretty ticked off because I wanted a new kitchen, and I wanted to go to the Caribbean, and now we can't do it. But there may be... Some the method to his madness that he's got a lot of support and a lot of people love what he's doing. So if he can just have, you know, some reasonable seasons, some winning seasons like 7-5, he's going to be rewarded. And in the end, you know, penny wise, pound foolish, he may add to that job.
You're right. I mean, a year from now, they go 4-8. Like, well, we really like this guy. people around the country, I'd hire him. You're right. It probably is worth it for the PR. All right, this stat. Klay Thompson last night, 43 points, 4 dribbles. The NBA tweeted this out. What stands out at you about that stat?
Catch and shoot. That's what he does. I think when he had his 50, he had 13 dribbles. So that is absolutely amazing. It also, it's a testament to the Warriors putting him in the right place and his teammates getting him the ball at the right time where no effort is required, just catch and shoot. Wow, that is unbelievable.
What stood out to me is they knew he only had 4 dribbles. They're counting people's dribbles. I mean, who's doing that?
Yeah.
Solly's Factory. I mean, if you're a point guard, do we have the dribble count on a point guard on every given night? Can you imagine that? Or maybe it's just because his were so few that it was easier to count. There's no way they're tracking dribbles, are they? Isn't that insane? It just can't be possible. All right, 5 for Frank brought to you by Greenville University. Can I sell you on this premise? Last night was classic Jake Allen. You weren't sure you wanted him in there, and he gives you a reminder that you probably didn't want him in there. But then he does a little bit at the end, sort of like a golfer who finishes with a par, a birdie right at the end, makes some great saves. And so the coach.
And ends up shooting 79.
Yeah, and the coach can say, you know what? He really kept us in that game. Right, but he kind of got you out of that game. Was that not classic Jake Allen?
Yeah.
He wasn't,
exactly.
He
because...
wasn't god awful. I mean, one of the goals was a 5-on-3, but he wasn't good enough.
Yeah, he not only like had a birdie, he may have had an eagle on a couple of those right. last saves. That's a really clever way of putting it. That because like last night when you're writing the copy, you can't really like trash his performance because, man, that guy was making some unbelievable saves. But the bottom line is he didn't give you a chance to win the game. So it was a bad idea to start him by Craig Berube. And anybody who disagrees is wrong.
And not only that, I didn't realize it till the hockey nerds on Twitter pointed it out. Jordan Binnington's last start at the AHL level was a shutout.
Yeah. So
he's literally had back-to-back shutouts.
He's given up, his last 4 games, professional games, he's given up 3 goals.
And aren't the optics even worse? Ben Bishop's on the other side of the ice. He used to play here. He's pretty good. Phoenix Copley is in D.C. The Blues had him for a while. And the Capitals are tweeting out how he's 10-1-1 in his last 13 appearances. And then you got Binnington sitting on the bench. All right, number 4, you're Konzo Martin. You've already tried different tactics with Jeremiah Tillman. I think in the offseason you queued up every single foul that he had last year and made him watch it on a loop. And I'm sure some of it's reputation for Tillman. Is there anything you can do to keep Tillman from fouling out?
Wow.
Not really. No.
Yeah,
really.
Boy. I mean, he's not a dumb kid. He's got to figure this thing out. And see, last night,
you think reputation's part of it, like the refs are watching?
Well, last night it wasn't his reputation. It was him just, you know, making an aggressive move leading with his elbow and then dropping the ball in the Tennessee player's lap. He's just got to be more mature.
All right, number 5, Frank's percentage. No guarantee here, but your percentage that Cliff Kingsbury succeeds in Arizona. What's your gut? Because he was 35-40 at Texas Tech. Apparently Baker Mayfield sort of hates him, which is kind of interesting. Or they at least don't like each other at minimum.
I would say the odds are against him. Arizona's got a bad team, and that division, when there's Pete Carroll and the Rams with all that talent, it's not great. I don't think he's a above 500 coach right away.
You know, he gets the headlines because it is a weird deal. Gets fired at Tech, ends up in the NFL. And then Matt LaFleur gets a lot of headlines because it's the Packers. The Bruce Arians hire was sort of below the radar, and the Bucs aren't a big-time franchise. But he's not the GQ like all these guys. He was 58-33 as a head coach. His worst season, I think, was 7-8-1. 58-33. He's not GQ, but...
Yeah, you know what I like about that is it's going to be tough love with Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston needs a bad A to coach him and teach him and really on and off the field. And I like the fact that Arians can be a tough guy, but he's not a mean guy. You know, I think he's a good guy. Absolutely, but it's tough love. I think that's a good hire.
All right, 5.
Oh, by the way, Benjamin Hockman texting, and they should bring Tillman off the bench. In a ideal world, that would be like a good idea. But they don't have – you can't start that big guy, Reed Nichols.
Yeah, I don't know. What can you do?
Yeah, I mean, you – it's his name, isn't it? Yeah, Reed Nichols.
Maybe you have like some rubber band like behind his arms when he's playing defense and he throws it to the bench when he comes down on offense.
Or you have a goal. You will not pick up your second foul in the first half. You will not. You know, that's what you got
to
do.
Just get an analytics guy, and after the game, walk up to Jeremiah and just say, you know that when you foul for the third time there, you shouldn't have fouled. Should have swatted the ball away.
Yeah, I'm with the analytics upstairs. You know that ninth inning at bat? Instead of grounding out, you really should have hit a home run. Cue the Jason Worth.
I get paid six figures.
Jason Worth response.
Maryville sponsors our phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that great college. We'll take a short time out. Isaac Bruce when we return.